Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Maganzini. The 2016 legislative session gets underway in Montpelier this morning. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, there'll be a lot of activity in this first week, including the governor's State of the State address and the possible suspension of a state senator.
There's usually a lot more activity in the first few weeks of the second year of the biennium. That's because House and Senate committees aren't starting from scratch, and they have dozens of bills to review that were introduced during the first year. One of the first orders of business this year in the Senate will be a debate over Franklin County Senator Norm McAllister. Last spring, McAllister was arrested at the State House and was charged with several counts of sexual assault, including a case involving a person he referred to, quote, as his legislative intern. He maintained his innocence and did not return for the rest of the session. Last month, the Senate Rules Committee voted 3-2 to back a resolution to suspend McAllister with pay until his criminal case has been fully resolved. The full Senate is expected to debate the proposal Wednesday afternoon, and McAllister says he plans to attend the session to defend himself. Senate Majority Leader Philip Baruth wants McAllister suspended.
It's my belief that having a senator sit and vote with those felony sexual assault charges pending, I think that that's the Senate ignoring the dictates of its own permanent rules on sexual harassment.
But Rutland Senator Peg Flory says it's wrong for the Senate to act until the case has run its course through the criminal justice system.
For me, the presumption of innocence for anyone is so strong, should be so strong, that I don't think we should do it.
McAllister told the committee that he doesn't think he's being treated fairly.
I have not done what I've been accused of. It's kind of like I see it as, well, you got somebody down on their knees, so kick him in the head.
Under an agreement with the Rules Committee, McAllister can speak in his defense during the Senate debate, but other senators will not be allowed to question him. Then on Thursday afternoon, Governor Peter Shumlin will deliver his final State of the State address to a joint session of the legislature. It's a chance for Shumlin to outline his key priorities in general terms. He'll give the details 2 weeks later as part of his budget address. The administration will have a short-term plan to deal with a $50 million shortfall in the Medicaid program. As a long-term fix, it's likely that Shumlin will tout a plan to implement payment reform as a way to control health care costs in the future.
We have a better plan, and that plan is to move the entire state from a system where we pay providers for quantity of care, fee-for-service, the number of procedures they do to you, they send a bill out, to instead get paid for keeping you healthy.
A plan to legalize marijuana will get the immediate review of the Senate Government Operations Committee. The panel held hearings on this issue over the summer and fall. The legislation will allow Vermonters to possess an ounce of marijuana starting this summer. And in 2017, state-authorized retail outlets could begin to sell marijuana. House Speaker Shap Smith says he'll support the bill if it addresses the issue of driving while impaired.
I will support a bill to legalize marijuana if we make sure that we have very strong protections for people who are driving under the influence to make sure that we can prosecute them.
Senate President Pro Tem John Campbell doesn't support legalization, but he says he won't try to block the Senate's consideration of this issue.
I've told our committee chairs and also the other senators that would support this that I will not do anything procedurally from my office, from the Pro Tem's office, to try to stop this. I feel it should have an actual debate.
In the opening weeks of the session, lawmakers are also expected to debate the spending caps that are part of Act 46, the state's new school district consolidation law. Some legislators want to repeal the caps completely. Some want to delay them for a year. And others want to leave them in place as a way to help control education spending and provide property tax relief for the next 2 years. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.